Welcome to the Light Church Podcast. This is David Oakes, pastor of the Light Church Fellowship in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and I'm also founder of Israel Study Tours with David Oakes and David Oakes Ministries. Thanks for joining me for this latest edition of the Light Church Podcast. In June and July of 2003, we had in our church a healing seminar, and for 51 nights during those 2 months, we preached on the subject of divine healing. We spent most of our time in the Gospels of the Lord Jesus Christ and used it for our outline to discuss the subject of healing. We didn't even come close to covering the entire subject, and we preached nearly 70 hours on the subject of healing. Now, I thought it would be good for this podcast and the next podcast to present to you the final sermon of the Healing School. The Healing School number 51 sermon, and I've divided it into two parts, part one and part two. Part two will be presented to you in the next podcast. But in these sermons, we simply go through the Word of God, and as we go through the Word of God, we look at scriptures pertaining to the subject of healing. This sermon would be ideal for you to keep on your computer, or to even burn a CD and keep it in your car or use it in your iPod, so that the Word of God concerning divine healing can stay before you, can stay before your eyes and stay in your ear, listening to it with your ears and keep it in your mouth. Because truly, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we want you to sit back and enjoy these lessons, part one and part two, on the subject of divine healing. Now, you must realize as you listen to these sermons and this podcast that we digitized from an analog source, so the sound quality is not quite as good as what we would have if we just did it in the digital domain immediately. So just bear with that, and you'll get used to it after a little while. So sit back, or if you're in your car, don't sit back and relax too much, but listen to this word as it pertains to divine healing.
My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them, that's the words and the sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them, that's the words and the sayings, in the midst of thine heart. Now I'm going to have to restate this once again. That gives us some wonderful information. That if you don't keep the Word of the living God before your eyes, and if you don't make an effort to stay in the Word of God, the Word can escape your heart. And when it's not in your heart, you are powerless to change situations and circumstances. God's plan for us, blessed be the name of God, is that we live life on this earth like Jesus lived it. And that's with power over and power to dominate situations and circumstances. Remember this in Genesis, the first chapter, verse 26, that it says that we are made in the image and likeness of God. Well, just go over there with me. Genesis, the first chapter. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Genesis 1, 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Everybody say dominion. What's dominion? It's rule, control. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth. We're to have dominion over all the earth and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. God created men to have dominion, to dominate, to rule. Glory be unto God. And He created us to rule and dominate over sickness and disease. Blessed be God. I ought to get more response than that. It's the truth. Verse 21. Let them, the words, excuse me, Proverbs 4, verse 21. Let them, the words and the sayings, not depart from thine eyes. Keep the words and the sayings in the midst of thine heart. For they, the words and the sayings, are life unto those that find them. Everybody say life. Life. And health, or as the marginal rendering says, medicine to all their flesh. These words And these sayings of the Almighty God minister health to our flesh. If we get them before our eyes and keep them in the midst of our heart, healing's going to come to our body. That is a biblical fact. It's not just a promise. It is fact. It is done. But you're going to have to pay the price and get into the Word of the living God. So for the previous 50 nights, we've been getting into the Word of God concerning these truths. We looked at John, the 14th chapter, verse 10, that says in the Greek text, the words that I speak, Jesus speaking, the words that I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me speaketh them. And the works that I doeth not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me doeth them. Then we looked at Hebrews, the 1st chapter, verse 2, that says God, taking God from verse 1, God hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. When God wanted to say something, when God wanted to show man how he acted, he did it through Jesus and through his life. All I have to do is look at Jesus when he's walking on the face of the earth, and I can find out exactly what God thinks by what Jesus says. I can find out exactly how God would act by just watching Jesus, because everything Jesus said, he heard the Father say. And everything, glory be unto God, he did, he's heard the Father say, do this. Now here's the wondrous thing, John 14 says, the works that I do, Jesus said, greater works than these will you do. And we found out over there in the Gospel of John that one of the works was healing. Hallelujah. We found out that healing was healing blind eyes, but healing was going to be a sign of the Messiah. Nobody had ever healed blind eyes until Jesus came along. Those works, those healing works, said this is the Messiah. And then Jesus went about Brother Brian and said, greater works than these are you going to do. Hallelujah. So we've been going through the Bible. I don't know how many scriptures we've looked at. I would guess somewhere around 500 to 700, probably. Because we're going to look at 200 scriptures tonight. Some of your eyes, you should have seen. Because when we were just going to have this 30 days, I already knew in my heart what we were going to end with. And then when we didn't end after 30 days and pushed it to 51, I pushed it to the 51st. We're going to go through scriptures, by all means, not all of the scriptures that pertain to the subject. We're going to go through scriptures tonight on the subject of healing, so that people will have a tape, glory to God, if they so desire, to listen to scriptures on the subject of healing. Romans the 10th chapter verse 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith only comes one way. Doesn't come by working yourself up, by sweating, or praying real loudly. Faith comes one way, and that's by hearing the word of God. We looked at Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Looked at 7 times in those 3 Gospels that Jesus made this statement, thy faith hath made thee whole, or thy faith hath saved thee. The word there, both whole and saved in Greek, is the word sozo. It not only refers to spiritual salvation, but it refers to temporal salvation and physical healing. So when Jesus was speaking with sick folk, and he said, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. He didn't say, my power has made thee whole. He didn't say, God on the throne hath made thee whole, although we know that that's the reason why healing comes. He didn't say, because you looked really nice today, made you whole. He said, thy faith hath made thee whole. With the woman with the issue of blood, when she stretched forth and touched the hem of Jesus' garment, Jesus turned in the crowd, for he perceived in his heart, he perceived within himself that virtue had gone out of him. The word virtue, remember back with me, is the same word that's translated many times as power. It's the same word that's translated many times as miracles. It is the word dunamis in Greek. It is where we get the English word dynamite from. Dynamite is all of the necessary ingredients to cause a manifestation. Well, dunamis is all of the necessary ingredients in God to cause a manifestation of God's healing power, God's prospering power, God's peace. But it has to be ignited some way, and it is ignited by our faith. That's when we just look in the Bible and we find out what God says and we simply believe it. Glory be unto God. We don't need man to explain it away for us or say that the day of miracles is past. It's unfortunate Jesus doesn't know that, because Hebrews the 13th chapter verse 8 says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Malachi the 13th chapter says, I am the Lord God, I change not. He's the same now as He always was. Excuse me while I preach a little bit. Amen? So we're going to look at faith-building scriptures tonight. I am not going to be turning to the passages, so you might have a difficult time keeping up. Just simply write down the scriptures, or if you'd like, you can turn to them. Glory to God. We're going to start in the New Testament, and we're just simply going to read scriptures, 210 scriptures pertaining to healing in the Word of God. I had to just simply stop, because the more I meditated, the more scriptures kept coming, and I took this time, you know, to do the word processing and all this, and I kept writing on it, writing in new scripture. So I just stopped. Matthew, the 4th chapter, we're going to have our faith developed. Verse 23 says, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Matthew 4:24 says, and his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8 say, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Now, with all of the scriptures we're going to be looking, editor's note, with all the scriptures that we're going to be looking at tonight, you're going to find out that definitely healing is in the plan of God. Healing was purposed and planned by God for our physical bodies. Praise be unto the Lord. So we can go to the Lord concerning healing and ask, and he will not withhold it. Matthew 8, 5, 6, 7, and 8. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Dropping down to verse 13, we continue. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Verse 14 through 17 of Matthew 8. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that he might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew the 9th chapter, verse 18, 20, 21, and 22. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler, and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years in the midst of this, an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Verse 27, 28, and 29. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to thy faith, be it unto you. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, in verse 35, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Matthew 10, verse 1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Verse 8, heal the sick, he said to the 12 disciples, and then 70 others we know later. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Matthew 12, verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Verse 22. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb. And he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. Matthew 14, verse 14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. Verse 36, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew 15, verse 28. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Verse 30 says, and great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Matthew 18, 18, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 19, verse 2 says, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. Matthew 21, verse 14 says, and the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Mark, the first chapter, verse 34 says, and he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. Mark, the third chapter, verse 10, for he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues. Verse 14 and 15, and he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sickness, and to cast out devils. Mark 5, verse 23, and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. Verse 25, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and then verses 26 through 42, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. and they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumi, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with great astonishment. Mark the 6th chapter, verse 5, and he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled in verse 6 because of their unbelief, and he went round about the villages teaching. Why? Editor's notation. Why could he do no mighty works there? He said, because of their unbelief. Why can he not do mighty works in churches today? Because of their unbelief. They don't believe that he can, so he can't. But those, glory be unto God, who believe that he can, he does. Glory to God. That's why it's nothing for God to grow out legs 4 or 5 inches. It's why it's nothing for God to heal deaf ears. It's why it's nothing for God to fix broken, ugly, decayed teeth. It's why it's nothing for God to straighten up backs. It is absolutely no problem for the man. He doesn't get worked up about it. That's just what he does. And all he asks is that we believe him. Glory be unto God. Hallelujah. Oh, verse 13. And they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. Mark 10, verse 46 through 52. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, and 25. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Mark 16, verses 17 and 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Luke 4, verse 18 and 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Remember when Job had his sickness, that the Lord called it captivity. And it says that God turned the captivity of Job. He healed him, glory be unto God. And Jesus was sent to preach deliverance to the captive. Verse 38 and 39 of Luke 4, and he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Verse 40, now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Luke 5, verse 15. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Verses 17 through 25. And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with a palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, Man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, What reason ye in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Rise up and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon the earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise, and take up thy couch, and go into thine house. And immediately he rose up before them, and took up that wherein he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. Luke 6, verse 17, 18, and 19. And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and that they were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. Luke 7, 7. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but saying a word, and my servant shall be healed. The good news is we've still got the word. Luke 8, verse 46 and 47, And Jesus said, Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue has gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. Luke 9, verse 2, And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Verse 6, And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Verse 11, And the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing. Verse 41 and 42, And Jesus answering said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring thy son hither. And as he went yet a coming, the devil threw him down and tear him. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again to his father. Luke 10, verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Verse 9 says, And heal the sick, he told them, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, The kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. Verse 19, Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 14, verse 2, And behold, there was a certain man before him which had the dropsy. Verse 4, And they held their peace, and he took him and healed him and let him go. Luke 17, verse 12, 13, 14, and 15. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Luke 18, verse 40, 41, 42, and 43. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Luke 22, verse 50 and 51. And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. What was his name? Yeah, you learned something. And Jesus answered and said, Suffer ye thus far, and he touched his ear.
Praise the Lord. We're going to use that as our stopping point as we have been playing for you a sermon. It's the Healing School number 51 sermon that was preached in the summer of 2003. And we will be presenting the final portion of this sermon in our next podcast. So be sure to check back with us and download this podcast, and you'll have the complete sermon for yourself and for your listening. Remember, visit us at www.davidoaksministries.org. We'll see you next time. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.